Welcome. Let's join best-selling author Fred Kuhn as he interviews our next guest expert.
Welcome, welcome, everybody. Today, we have Tabitha Bemis, who is a career counselor with Susquehanna University in Pennsylvania. And we're going to talk about first-time job seekers and what they need to know. So welcome, Tabitha, to the show.
Great. Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
So let's just jump right in. What are the important things that these first-time job seekers need to know as they go out and try to get their first job?
So usually when I'm talking with, in particular, a student who is at the college level, I work through three main areas with them. The first is going to be their professional document development. This would be their resume, cover letter, references, everything that goes into that. I also work through conducting research, and this is research on themselves, their own skills and values, the non-negotiables that they have to consider when they are looking for an opportunity. We do research on the industry, all of the websites that are available to them, as well as jobs, job titles, and job families, and finding the opportunities and where those are located. And the last area that I really talk to them about is networking. And one, tapping into the network that they already have, but then expanding and tapping into the network that their network has, and also expanding their network using points of connection.
So let's go back and take the first one, professional document development. What are the important considerations that you're advising these students to consider as they develop this document?
So first and foremost, it's what value do you add to the institution or the organization that you are applying to? So identifying whether it be your education and that being directly related to the job that you're going to be doing or the experiences that you've had in clubs and organizations, and you're a leader on campus, and articulating your leadership skills to that organization using the experiences that you already have and talking about those in a favorable way and really trying to quantify and qualify what you've done.
We're talking about value. I know you attended my workshop at Lock Haven, and you mentioned value. How do you describe value to the students?
Oftentimes, it is what is relevant to the reader and understanding what you're doing that the reader is going to appreciate. And so it oftentimes takes perspective taking and putting yourself in the shoes of that reader and saying, if I were this person and the job description is telling me that they want X, Y, and Z, how can I sit and think about the experiences that I have had and connect them to the job and the job description and demonstrating that I have the experiences that they're looking for. So a lot of the times I will create like a T graph with them where I draw a line down the middle of the page. And on one side I put JD for job description, and the other side we do me. And I write,
so you're putting in the keywords that are contained within the job description?
Exactly, yes.
Okay, and on the right side, how do they match that? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, okay. Exactly.
And what if you can't find a match? Is it the wrong job? Should they not apply, or should they stretch themselves and try to come up with ways they meet it? What's your advice? I know you encounter all situations.
Right. So, you know, it honestly, it's very situational. So looking at the student, and let's say they're an English major and they want to become a businessman, right? I encourage them to, one, talk with individuals who work in that field and figure out what is it that you desire from someone who's applying for these types of jobs. But two, how can you talk about your experiences in a way that will be favorable to that individual or the job that you're applying.
You're suggesting informational interviews as a way to gather more information in order to address, that's part of the second step, right? Research?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So you mentioned research. Let's talk about, you gave an extensive list. Let's talk about some of those.
Right. So the first thing that I like to ask them is for them to do a self-reflection on what are you skilled at? What are you good at? What do you like to do? And try to identify what kind of work environment that they like to be in. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it makes it a lot easier to find a match with a company that aligns with your cultural values and skill sets. So finding that self-reflection and taking time to identify those things is really helpful for them personally. And it's funny because they'll sit there and be like, well, what does this have to do with anything? Because I'm just going to do whatever the employer wants me to do. like they'll have that mentality, and you have to sit down and say, you know, no, it helps to find a better match. Because if you can identify the match with the company that you want to work for, you can articulate your value in a more positive way. So doing that self-reflection and determining, you know, I'm not going to move across the country, or I am going to move across the country, or I'm open to living in a city, or I want to live in a rural area. I need relocation reimbursement. And identifying those things that the individual needs for themselves is the first step to doing that research.
Continuing on with this line of thought, you also mentioned that the research is done on job boards, employers. Talk about how you advise the students to approach that, or do you all do that, or explain how that works?
So I try to spend time with them individually. We have an internal website that we use with our students where we have resources like onetonline.org and BLS.gov, so the Bureau of Labor Statistics, their Occupational Outlook Handbook. We encourage students to go on those websites and search the type of work that they want to do. So if I am a business administration major and I want to work as an operations specialist, I would look that up on those websites and find the umbrella term that fits into and click on that option. So it's an occupational library that gives me access to the language of the profession.
Also the NAICS codes, right? You're interested in looking for similar industry or industries that fall within that NAICS code?
Yes, exactly. So finding those job families or the sample of reported job titles for a specific area of work. So I'll have them go on and find an occupation and then look at what are the tasks that are required of this individual? What kind of work environment is it? What skills are required? What education is necessary? And identify the things that they want to do and how it connects what is important to someone who would be working in that field and what would be important to a hiring manager. So we do that research through those resources, as well as what can I do with this major is a website that and resource that we like to use, and it exposes students to all of the areas that they can work in, as well as the employers for those areas and some strategies that they can use to put themselves in a direction and on a path to get that job.
This sounds like a lot of work. Do students engage in this? Are they interested in this, or do they just sort of let it go and get the first thing they can?
They are. So for job search, oftentimes our appointments are really split. So I don't oftentimes see a student just once. My ideal interaction with a student is multiple times, and they'll come in and I usually have them work on their professional documents first. So we work to develop their resume, their cover letter, and start talking about what does a relationship with a reference look like. And then we start digging into the research, and ultimately, the research then informs the professional documents, but now they have a baseline and they have a framework for plugging those keywords and phrases into things. So the documents are one visit, the research is homework, and then networking is all the time.
So let's talk about networking. What are some of the tips and tricks that you recommend for networking?
Well, first and foremost, recognizing who is in your own network. That is number one. And oftentimes students or first-time job seekers don't think my family is in my network, right? My family is in my network. My friends are in my network. my faculty and coaches, my former supervisors or coworkers, my doctor and my dentist are in my network, right? So it's really important for you to recognize, okay, one, who is in my network, who is in my innermost circle, who is in my network's network. And step one is just letting them know that you're looking for an opportunity, because once you raise that awareness, so-and-so is going to say, oh, I know someone who does that kind of work. Let me connect you to them. And then you have a conversation and that opens up another door. And if you find someone who works in the field that you want to break into, you ask them one question. It's, is there anyone else that you know that I would benefit from talking to? You ask them that question and I guarantee you they're going to list off a number of their peers.
Especially during the informational interview. We referred to that earlier, so you can conclude that with that question. I'm still gathering information on your industry. Can you recommend someone else or several people that I can speak to? And that just keeps expanding the network.
Absolutely. Right. And then you just continuously conduct these informational interviews. And that's how you expand your network, is identifying who's not in my network and then reaching out to them.
Well, we've spent a wonderful time here talking about first-time job seekers and what they need to know. You can find Tabitha Bemis's bio and contact information on the guest biography section of Workplace Strategies. Tabitha, thank you very much for being here, and let's schedule another podcast.
I would look forward to that. Thank you so much for having me.
Tabitha Bemis, Susquehanna University Career Counselor.
Thank you for visiting with us. We welcome your comments and suggestions and look forward to having you join us soon at Workplace Strategies.